Operation Dudula has again been a prominent feature in South Africa's news cycle following a death in Pimville in Soweto on Monday. A group of people, allegedly residents of the Pimville area, together with Operation Dudula members from the community, marched on Monday to protest against continual power outages due to cable theft. During the march, Khumotso Vincent Diale, a father of two, died during the protest in circumstances which are currently still under investigation by police. Following Diale's death, Operation Dudula leader Nhlanhla Lux addressed community members in Soweto, reiterating that the organization and the people of the community are not vigilantes, but that they have been misbranded by the media.
It's actually important to note this. United Nations came and said, but these people are not vigilantes. These people are not vigilantes. So who briefed our president wrong? Which ministers are going against the young people? Because
Tabang says it's the media, and I agree. It's the media. It's the media.
So as to better understand the crux of what Operation Dudula is supposed to represent, Times Live spoke to a national executive member of their leadership and a key member of their Sowetan leadership, Nango Enoch. Enoch began by insisting that the idea that Operation Dudula was in any way xenophobic was ridiculous.
We want to debunk the myth that Operation Dudula is xenophobic.
You see,
there's nothing xenophobic about Operation Dudula.
Tell me more about that.
Because the confrontations that we make them at the presence of the police. So you cannot institutionalize xenophobia or institutionalize racism or tribalism, then seek the authority to authenticate what you are doing. You see?
Explain again. I'm not sure I catch that.
That's too conceptual.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds a lot like apartheid was institutionalized. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is that xenophobia cannot institutionalize it. And make it a law. You understand what I'm saying? By merely seeking the presence of the police, the Home Affairs, Immigration, the Metro Police, then I mean, we are legitimizing what is wrong. Therefore, the basis of xenophobia are not founded because we've got the presence of the police right in front of us. When we are confronting the challenges that we are faced with in our communities, you see. So you can't begin to say we are xenophobic. I mean, we are not standing in the corners and hunting for foreign illegal immigrants, as some of the statements will make you to believe, that we have confronted people and asking them about their papers. We never did that. There's only one organization that went to a mall and demanded the papers of the foreigners that were working there. We never did that.
Enoch insists that all Operation Dudula wants is the economic emancipation of South Africa's impoverished communities and youth through the proper enforcement of existing laws and legislation. But he holds that if officials won't uphold the law, they plan to hold those authorities to account.
We are fully behind a functional state. We are fully behind an effective and efficient civil service that is able to do their job in accordance with the details of their job description and upholding the tenets of our constitution. That's what we want to see. It's basically as easy as that. But unfortunately, we've got a civil service that is not up to scratch, up to standards, to do the job that they are supposed to be doing. I mean, we're not inventing the wheel. There's nothing new in legislation. We're not saying the government should change the constitution. But the constitution is there. It just have to be implemented and be upheld. And let us say we are so apathetic to an extent that we've been rendered useless as South Africans. All of us are wearing T-shirts of the African National Congress. We are voting each and every 5 years. We don't question anything. We don't protest. We don't do anything. What will happen? There's corruption. at a very, very massive rate, which supersedes the rate at which the white monopoly capital has actually eaten into the economy of the country. I mean, there's, you know, some of us can tell you stories that can see the sun rising from the west. You see, you won't believe the stories that will tell you about the amount of greed of our politicians. I mean, you have seen some of them are prepared to kill for a mere position of a councillor.
Mm.
You see, so we are having a mouth a problem that Operation Dudula is faced with. But our problem is economically, economical more than anything else. We want that particular space, we want that dignity so that our people can be able to trade, our people can be able to do commerce, our people can be able to find jobs.
When asked if he feels if Operation Dudula uses undocumented foreign nationals as a scapegoat for the failings of South Africa and its own government, Enoch had this to say.
No, any sober thinking South African will know that our government is complicit. We cannot say that foreign nationals are 100% to blame for the problems that are confronted by our people economically, the problems of unemployment, the problems of inequality, the problems of inflation, the rise in the general price levels of goods and services. So we cannot say that we are pushing blame to the foreign nationals. But by and large, the foreign nationals have got a hand in escalating and exacerbating the problems that we're confronted with. Mm. I mean, the failures of the government have compounded the problem.
He also firmly holds that Operation Dudula has not encouraged nor been complicit in any violence.
There hasn't been an operation of Dudula where we manhandle people, where we beat up people, where it is alleged that we trample upon the goods of that. Every operation that we have carried out, we have requested the presence of the South African Police Service.
Okay.
Public order policing has been a key witness. We have requested the presence of the Metro Police, who are the custodians of the bylaws in each and every municipal district. We have requested the presence of immigration officials. So we have also applied through the necessary legislation to carry out this particular operation. There's never been an operation where we don't go through. We have sat with the security cluster to say how are we going. I can tell you the situation in Dobsonville whereby a drug dealer who claimed that Ntantalax robbed him and stole 300 rand and a cell phone and broke into the house. That is a blatant lie. How do people die now? The question of Deep Slot, where a certain person from Zimbabwe was lynched and tossed, that's got nothing to do with Operation Dudula. Actually, when Tantalax went there, some of the community members didn't want him to be there. You see, but he addressed some of them as a concerned resident and as a concerned citizen. But Operation Dudula have never sanctioned the killing of anyone or the lynching of anyone or the beating, for that matter, of anyone. Some of us have been on the front line, and we've always maintained that there should be an orderly and a disciplined operation so that the image of the organization must not receive the brand that is receiving. So the question of Deep Slot has got nothing to do with Operation Dudula. It's the resident of Deep Slot themselves. So the operation here now in Soweto, that saw the shooting of the fatal shooting and the barbaric shooting of Komoto and the others by the Sotho nationals. You see, on the very same score, we had out the community of Pimville that were concerned because the cable had been stolen for an umpteenth time. They knew very well that there is no way that our people can steal cable. Because I can't steal a cable and live in darkness. Then there must be somebody who's profiting from this and who's not living among the community. And it was clear that the information was leading to the people at the back of Pimville, and which is by and large occupied by the Basotho nationals. When they were confronted, they started becoming hostile, you see. They didn't even want anything. They said, this is our area, you cannot come in here. And they started throwing guns and firing at randomly at people.
Enoch also alleges that the community action that resulted in Diale's death was not set up by Operation Tudula and was simply a community march. When we asked why Operation Tudula's leader was present, Enoch explained that Lux forms part of that specific community.
So he went there as part of the community. The coincidence is that Lux is also a member of Operation Tudula. It seems as if Lucky Lux was there. He was bound to be there as a member of the community of Pinville, who was also affected by the theft of the cable.
Okay.
So he stood up there because it was his backyard. It's
yeah.
his turf. It is home ground. You see, he's a responsible and resident in that particular area. So being there, when you see Lux, you see Operation Tutola. You can't separate Lux from Operation Tudula. So he can't say, no, today I'm not confronting the problems that Operation Tudula is facing, but he's there to deal with the problems of the society.
In closing, Enoch emphasizes that Operation Tudula was formed to establish economic inclusion, service delivery, law and order, safety and equality for South African communities, and particularly for young South Africans who are unable to find work in their country, despite the skills they learn or the efforts they make.
We want to put it on record as Operation Tudula that we're fighting a legitimate a struggle. We're fighting a struggle of economic empowerment. We're fighting a struggle of economic opportunity. We are fighting a struggle of ensuring that the dignity of our people is restored. We are fighting a struggle that pushes back the frontiers of underdevelopment, of unemployment. We are fighting a struggle to open up the space in the economy of our country to ensure that our people, they don't go to school in vain, but they go to school in order to be able to exploit the talents and the skills and experiences that they've learned.
Please note that the views in this piece do not necessarily reflect the organization or creators of this work. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Mulack.